because this is the truth of it. Neither the Democratic Party or the Republican Party is a Christian party.
Right.
Neither one of them.
Right.
Both of them have things inside of them that are the heart of Christ. Like, both of them have things about their ticket that God cares about. Mm-hmm. But neither one of them are a Christian party.
Right.
Hey, beautiful. Janae Emily Utley here, holistic lifestyle maven and possibility trainer. Welcome to the podcast of possibilities. This is the space to be for creative, enterprising, and entrepreneurial women who want to obtain a fit mind, a fit body, and manifest God's best for their lives. Without further ado, let's dive in.
Today, we're here to talk about politics.
Yeah.
Babies, what you want to say about politics?
So, I would like to, like, first address this as kind of like a Christian couple.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into anything else.
Okay.
And we don't have to take it too long. But I feel like as Christians, the only... all right, as far as white Christians go.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll say that.
Say it.
As far as white Christians go, I feel like the only topics that people are considerate of, mm-hmm, or aware of are abortion, Roe versus Wade, and homosexual marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And based on those two different stances, Republicans are anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage, and Democrats are pro-choice, pro-gay marriage. That's it. That's the only thing that they consider when they vote. And I do have issue with that. There's so much more that the Bible says,
mm-hmm,
than about abortion and gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to gay marriage and abortion, I don't think that marriage is defined by the courts. I think marriage is defined by God. And therefore, in my opinion, homosexual people who have entered into legal marriage are not truly in marriage.
Don't have a marriage in the eyes of God, but that's not to diminish, honestly, their relationship, because
right,
that's not saying that the love is fake or their feelings for one another is fake or their desire to be committed to one another is fake or that part is unreal.
Thank
because
you.
I've been reading two books as it relates to, like, homosexuality, because I feel like where Christians get it wrong is we're either too harsh or too mean, which is totally not the way God wants us to love people and treat our neighbors. And then the other school of thought is it gets to the point where it's just like you're completely missing out on God's truth and you're accepting it like love is love, and that's not true, because the person who created love is the person who can dictate what love is and what it is not. So,
right.
So, you know, I got those books because I was trying to learn how to be a more compassionate Christian but also stand on truth. So in that, like he was saying, like, in the eyes of God, that's not technically a marriage, because a marriage is something that God ordained between a man
and
a woman,
yep,
between a husband and a wife. But with that said, that's not to diminish that the love that those two people have for one another, even though it's a love that God is not
pleased.
A fan of or pleased with. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. You worded that nicely. So I'm not going to wrap my entire voting experience around gay marriage. One, abortion. Two, Republicans have been anti-abortion since abortion became legal. And I don't think that Republicans are even trying to stop abortions from happening. I think the whole stance of anti-abortion from a, like, lawmaker's perspective is, in my opinion, they can get Christians to vote Republican because they say they're anti-abortion, and and in fact, the only thing that they want to do is continue to have small government, aka not universal health care. Because one thing that I've been thinking recently with, like, someone like Bernie Sanders, who wants to have everyone have universal health care, Medicare for all, most Christians are okay with birth control, mm-hmm. but they're not okay with abortion. Well, if everyone had access to free health care, mm-hmm. then more people would have free access to birth control, therefore wouldn't be getting pregnant, unwanted pregnancies, and therefore getting abortions. So, if you really were against abortions, like, why would you not be for people getting birth control if you think that's okay and if your daughters are taking birth control?
So, your opinion on the whole thing is not a, in your opinion, it's not a Christian issue, it's a control issue.
I think the voters think it's a Christian issue.
So, as a Christian woman and as a Black woman, it's a little bit, like, my perspective is a little bit different because typically Democrats are the ones or the people or the politicians that typically care about, quote unquote, Black issues. Mm-hmm. So although they are typically, well, I guess as of recent, they are, you know, pro-choice and are for same-sex marriages. It's a conundrum, right? Because it's like, do I go with that, but also go with them because they care about Black votes or the Black voice or not? So me and John, we don't prescribe to any political party. We're not Republican. We're not Democrat. We're not anything. We pray and we vote according to that because we believe that.
We also research the candidates and their issues and their backgrounds and what they have done and what mm-hmm. they propose to do.
Yeah. So but it's
our
not
final call I wanna is say, prayer yeah. before we choose to vote. Yeah, thank it's not you just for, like, please God, tell me which one to vote for. Bob, got it.
Okay, yeah, for sure. But with that being said, we take a full approach to this because mm-hmm. sin is sin, right? Whether it's same sex marriage sin, whether it's abortion sin, whether it's bigotry sin, whether it's racist sin, whether it's people being poor people, whether it's, you know, not considering poor people, whether it's not considered that, all we consider a sin and we're mm-hmm. not rank ordering them. And so when we go to vote, we consider that even though I hate this phrase, we have to consider the lesser of both evils. So although, you know, in some categories we might vote Democrat, in some categories we might vote Republican, in some categories we might vote independent, depending on mm-hmm. what it is, because we take a full approach, because like he was saying, I, as a Black woman, my voice, one, as a woman needs to be heard, two, as a Black woman needs to be heard, and three, as a Christian woman needs to be heard. So that is so many different caveats of that and different faces of that I have to consider when I vote. So there's no way that my experience as a Black Christian woman can be summed up into a particular political party. And so I think
at least the current ones,
which the wild thing about that is the platform of the Democrats used to be the Republicans, and the platform of the Republicans used to be the Democrats, and somewhere in history it just flipped. So the mm-hmm. things that the Republicans,
right, Republicans abolished slavery.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's crazy how somewhere in mm-hmm. history it flipped, because years ago the people who are voting now for like Democrat issues would have been voting for Republican issues. So mm-hmm. which is one reason, like, for us it's not about the political party, it's about the, you know, the manifestation, bringing heaven down to earth, and mm-hmm. what we can do to contribute to that,
right?
Because, like, we all know that the world is getting worse, but even though it's getting worse, God tells us to still put our hands to the plow and still work.
Mm-hmm. A lot of what I have voted on has been on current events, and I know some of that is fueled by what the media says is current events, mm-hmm. but police brutality, let's be honest, police brutality is an issue that needs to be resolved. Republicans are not in favor of police reform or, I'm going to say, social justice. Mm-hmm. Democrats are, so that's, for me, that's one thing that I would go Democrat with. Minority rights, let's be honest, I feel like Republicans lately are a cult of racism, and I know that there are Black Republicans, and I know that there are Black Trump fans.
And we know that not all Republicans are racist.
And I'm not saying if you,
but a lot of them
ain't voting for Biden, some of them, you ain't Black.
We ain't saying, ooh, that was, ooh, Biden, my guy. Ooh,
I'm not
terrible.
Saying that. I'm not saying
terrible.
But I'm just saying that they're, like, as a Christian, you know, Christ cares about the least of these.
Yes.
Care about what you're doing.
Yes.
So homelessness, that's an issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why does everyone not have health care?
Mm-hmm.
That's an issue for me. So health care, you know, education is a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a disparity in education in this country,
mm-hmm.
between like private schools, private universities, and like inner city public schools and large
cities.
Which
the inner city was ghettos, quote unquote, were created, mm-hmm. by the government. Like when you redline communities,
redline, yeah.
and then you don't offer blacks the same opportunities to get loans, and then when you do offer them the same opportunities to get loans, you put them in particular areas and you don't provide the same access to resources for like their fire departments or their police or like the books that they get or the education that they get. It's so many disparities. So like,
follow John and I on Instagram. I recently went on live to discuss the myth of black-on-black crime and other misinformation that's floating around in the black community. I actually saved that live to my IGTV, so you can check it out if you have not seen it already. And then follow John, like I said before, so you can see what he has to say about this movement, because he is an ally to the Black Lives Movement.
So there's a lot more for me as a Christian than gay marriage and abortion.
Yeah, way more.
There's homelessness, education, there's healthcare, there's
social justice issues,
social justice, police brutality, there's militarism, like war. How do I feel about war? I think there's a lot there. So there's so much to me that as a Christian you should be considering that most Christians are not.
And I think at least with white evangelical Christians, they have the ability to not see,
because they're detached
anything
from those issues
else outside of abortion and homosexuality, because the other stuff doesn't affect them.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there is no police reform and you're not in the part of the population, if you're not black or a person of color and police brutality don't hit home to you like that, why would you care about that issue? So I feel like white evangelical Christians have the
they've got their blinders on because they're isolated from
this. I think white evangelical Christians have the luxury of only voting for those two issues because the other things don't affect them day to day. I think when you are a person who you have to not just consider homosexuality, not just have to consider abortion, you have to consider the military stuff, you have to consider the economy, you have to consider housing, you have to consider police brutality, when you don't got that luxury.
Right. Yeah, there's so much. Like, there's no sin is above any other sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we don't treat our whole society with love and with care and compassion.
Absolutely. I mean, God says
love one another.
And I feel like I don't understand how there's this huge disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think you're loving people by treating them like trash,
mm-hmm.
and feeling like they making stuff up about their experiences. And, like, I don't understand the mind of some Christians who, like, I don't get it. I truly don't get it. I think there is something missing. I think we have a lot of people in society who believe in Jesus. They're saved. They believe he died and rose again. But there is a disconnect between who Jesus is and the power, that like dunamis power that comes with the resurrected Jesus Christ to like restore and to uplift and to truly love. I think that it's hard. You're hard pressed to call yourself a true believer, not a Christian, but a true believer, if you are not out there also doing your part to help the least of these not only survive but thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get how some people who profess Christianity are okay with that, and that they rank order what they consider to be a sin. Like, you lying and you committing adultery and fornication.
Right.
Because let's look at the presidency. You're doing all of those things, but yet you don't care that a man will cheat on his wife. You don't care that he will beat his wife. You don't care that he will disrespect women. You don't care that he doesn't care about people who is not the same skin color as him, But yet in your mind, all of those things are a little less sinful than abortion. Yeah. But abortion and gay marriage. No, like I don't understand the brains of how that all works.
I think a lot of it is because there's such a social bubble and there's like,
are you speaking from experience?
Probably. I mean, I think I'm popped out of my bubble somewhat. But I'm still isolated, and then I'm a white male, and I, you know, anyway. I just think there's like this like pressure of you have to vote Republican or else you're not a Christian,
which is
in the white society,
which is crazy,
which is bewildering to me. We all should hate all sins.
Yes.
Love the sinners, hate the sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the only sins are not gay marriage and abortion.
Right.
And the only sins are not racism and poverty.
Mm-hmm.
They're all there.
Mm-hmm. It's all there. It's all there.
And so why I said what I said at the beginning about I don't think Republicans are doing anything to change the things that they're passionate about was to say that I believe that Democrats are actually trying to make change for the issues that are Christian issues that their party agrees with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Republican Party really has done anything to change gay marriage or abortion, and I don't think they will.
Mm-hmm. To clarify my point, I don't think that Republicans have done much to overturn gay marriage or to make abortion illegal. And I do feel that the Democratic Party is doing more to enact change on the things that they are passionate about from a Christian perspective. I'm not saying to vote Democrat because they're doing that. That's just my personal experience about the Christian issues and which party is doing more to bring policies forward that are more Christ-like.
Because this is the truth of it. Neither the Democratic Party or the Republican Party is a Christian party.
Right.
Neither one of them.
Right.
Both of them have things inside of them that are the heart of Christ. Like, both of them have things about their ticket that God cares about. Mm-hmm. But neither one of them are a Christian party.
Right. Yeah.
So that's us. That's our views on political stuff. We don't prescribe to any one denomination, if you will.
Yeah.
We vote by God, Christ issues. And in some arenas, some stuff has to, again, I hate to say this, you know, the lesser of two evils, but sometimes we might vote for a ticket where it's some stuff that we vehemently disagree with, but it's just like, okay, we got to choose the lesser of the two. And that's just how we feel about it. Yeah. So
I think also it's important to say that your power is not limited to who you vote for.
Mm-hmm.
You can change the world through your actions, through your prayers, through your relationships.
Oh, come on, relationships.
So you're not limited to your ability to be a good Christian by who you vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And if you vote for something that you don't agree with, you're not a bad Christian.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just more, you can't only vote on something
right
because
and,
of that.
And I just it bothers me that there's ignorance out there of like the totality of everything.
Even being open about that, because I believe there are some Christians that voted for the current presidency that were deeply regretful,
mm-hmm.
but they would never say it because they're still, you know, pro life and
mm-hmm.
you know, anti gay marriage. So
yeah,
it's a lot.
It's so much.
And I guess I want to encourage you to not get so heavy with the weight of it all. Mm-hmm. Because God says, Jesus said, his burden is easy and his yoke is light. So we can, like I said earlier, we still have to do the work. We still have to put our fingers to the plow. But anytime it gets heavy, we do have relief. We can go be with friends. We can go watch a good movie. We can go eat some good food. God doesn't want us to be doing the work and get so caught up in the heaviness of it all that we have no peace.
Mm-hmm.
That we are crying all the time. That we are, you know, full of rage and full of anger all the time. Even if, you know, there are some things that is righteous in its pursuit. Like, you're rightfully angry at injustice. You're rightfully angry at
mm-hmm.
the mistreatment of people. But I think that we would all do well if we didn't prescribe to a certain political affiliation, that we really went into everything, really seeking the heart of God. Obviously, like you said earlier, like researching the candidates, but really seeking the heart of God in all things and considering all people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're considering those who are homeless, and we're considering those who, you know, all of this stuff. We're considering everything. So
wouldn't it be awesome if, like, if there was no abortion and there was no sin, and people were all cared for, mm-hmm. and people were all loved, and mm-hmm. we all lived a holy life. Like, mm-hmm. and I think that there are steps that we can take outside of voting mm-hmm. to make those things happen.
We are still encouraging everyone to vote and everyone to be as educated and informed as possible. But outside of that, one of the really big things you can do is make sure that you are putting your money into Black businesses, Black banks, Black dermatologists, Black personal trainers, Black chefs, Black auto repairmen, Black clothing designers, and also putting your money into businesses that have true Christian principle values that actually help those who are less in society. So that's one huge thing you can do to help outside of voting.
Okay, so
yeah,
we try to keep that light and fun and lighthearted, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And also, I think politics should be something that's openly talked about. Obviously, you have to be a certain level. You have to carry a certain level of maturity to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a certain level of, intelligence to talk about it. So I don't believe, you know, people like, you shouldn't talk about religion and you shouldn't talk about politics. I totally disagree. Mm-hmm. You should be talking about religion and you should be able to talk about politics. I think that's something that said somewhere down the line, and everybody was like, you know what, you're right, Bob. We should be talking about religion all the time. We should be talking about politics all the time, because all of this stuff is so hush-hush and secretive now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just be open. Let's talk about how we feel. Let's talk about what you believe. Let's talk about why you believe, because then we can have some conversations and communication about, well, have you considered this? So I think this stuff should be talked about.
Right.
Way more. But again, like I said, it takes a certain level of maturity and intelligence. So y'all, people won't get into like these all in all, outright like mm-hmm. arguments.
Toes in the sand. No, you're not going to make me budge. And I'm just going to sit there and scream in your face.
Right.
That doesn't push anyone anywhere.
Right.
Thank you so much for rocking out with your girl. You make this podcast possible with your continued support. Want to get back? Awesome. There's a link available in the show notes that allows you to sow a seed into this podcast. Also, while you're there looking around in the show notes, you will find direct links to my website, all of my other social media accounts, and my newsletter where I send out real, raw, and transparent emails every Friday.
Every Friday.
If you haven't already, I would love for you to leave me a 5-star rating and a review, as that is truly the best way to help other women find this show. Until next time, bye. Be blessed.
Be blessed.